On this week's Bluegrass Breakdown, there are appendages found on the hand, five digits that manipulate, grasp, write, create, receive, and send messages, and otherwise make the world go round. I'm Dave Higgs, and with the dexterous assistance of Ralph Stanley, Jones and Leva, the Circuit Riders, the Lost and Found, and Reno and Smiley will be bluegrassically saluting the mighty finger. Coming up this, there is only a finger's difference between a wise man and a fool edition of Bluegrass Breakdown. We'll begin with the VW Boys, who are putting their fingers to perhaps their highest and best use. From their Fat Dog recording, Pickin' Chicken, this is Finger Lickin' Chicken.
I was feeding the chickens on my daddy's farm, throwing out the scratch, and never meant no harm. I had one little chicken, no grit and straw, and a big old man from a piece of straw. The finger lickin' chicken on my daddy's farm, should have kept that bird locked up in the barn. Nothing will get your steel found quicker than a finger lickin' chicken that likes corn liquor. Pretty soon he got hooked on my daddy's brain, lickin' off my finger right from my hand. But that little chicken couldn't get his feels, so he moved the daddy's to my daddy's still. The finger-lickin' chicken on my daddy's farm, should've kept that bird locked up in the barn. Nothing will get your steel found quicker than a finger-lickin' chicken and ice corn liquor. Well, news travel fast in the one horse town, about the little drunk chick we had a running around. So the reverendeer came looking for that steel, and he pulled that chicken right over the hill. Now daddy's on the chain gang and mama has left, and the chicken is working for the ATF. The moral of this story really makes me sick, better watch out what you let your chicken live. The finger licking chicken on my daddy's farm, should have kept that bird locked up in the barn. Nothing will get your steel found quicker than a finger licking chicken that likes corn liquor. Chicken on my daddy's farm, should have kept that bird locked up in the barn. Nothing will get your steel found quicker than a finger-licking chicken that likes corn liquor. No, nothing in the world makes me no sicker than a finger-licking chicken that likes corn liquor.
Thank you.
Reno and Smiley picking a tune they waxed in late 1964 in Charlotte, North Carolina, Three Finger Hop, a Don Reno original about which his son Ronnie recalls, quote, "That tune was just out of the clear blue sky. When Dad got into trouble or he would come up short on album material, he would rely on his instrumental powers, as they say, to finish it out. He would always rely on the key of D to play a song." Well, howdy friends and neighbors, Dave Higgs here, welcoming you to Bluegrass Breakdown in the first of a two-parter devoted to the wonder-working power of human fingers, the presence of which creates an untraversable chasm the rest of the animal kingdom can only dream of crossing. Manual labor, working with the hands, is a high and noble calling, but as Uncle Bud's mom explains in this next song, if you really want to get rich and be happy, you need to work with your fingers, not your hands.
When my daddy got killed when I was 10 in a farming accident, we never had much. Mama took in a wash just to meet the rent. Old man Brown lived over the hill, and she traded out scrubbing his place for a beat up flat top guitar, and she stuck it in my face. And she said,
"Working with your fingers and not your hands. Practice hard every day and find yourself a band, 'cause it's a shame when your biggest rival is just a fighting for survival. And I know that one day, son, you'll understand. Work with your fingers and not your hands."
When the other guys went out on dates, sat on my front porch swing, picking out rhythms and playing scales, I tried to learn to sing. Sometimes I'd get so fed up, put my guitar away, and Mama grabbed my ear and dragged me back on the porch. This is what she'd say. She'd say,
"Working with your fingers and not your hands. Practice hard every day and join a bluegrass band, 'cause what those fingers need is a little practice till they bleed, son. And you know, of course, I'm your biggest fan. Work with your fingers and not your hands."
About my daddy and the way he died and the pain that my mama went through. Daddy worked hard every day of his life, and it took him at an early age. Living on the road is killing me, but I come alive on stage. Lord, I'm
working with my fingers and not my hands.
I practiced hard every day and got a hell of a band. Shame when your biggest rival is just a fighting for survival. And tonight we'll give you everything we can.
We work with our fingers and not our hands.
Thank you.
This little church house hidden in the pines has seen many saved in its time. It's been a haven for me and mine, but they passed on and I'm left behind.
Snap a finger, Jesus, call me home. My loved ones have gone on.
I can't sing too many more songs.
Snap a finger, Jesus, take me home.
Family graveyard is close by. There my parents and children lie, and for them I daily cry. Oh, how I long for the day I die.
Snap a finger, Jesus, call me home. My loved ones have gone on.
I can't sing too many more songs.
Snap a finger, Jesus, and take me home.
Preacher, say a prayer just for me. Help me prepare for eternity. Pray that my journey soon will be. Give me a vision of the heaven I'll see.
Snap a finger, Jesus, call me home. My loved ones have gone on.
I can't sing too many more songs.
Snap a finger, Jesus, take me home.
From the pulpit where the reverend stands, I've heard all about the mighty man who gave us law with ten commands, gives us a home in the promised land.
Snap a finger, Jesus, call me home. My loved ones have gone on.
I can't sing too many more songs.
Snap a finger, Jesus, take me home.
I can't sing too many more songs.
Snap a finger, Jesus, take me home.
Ralph Stanley propelling us into the sacred realm of high blue and lonesome fingerdom with Snap a Finger, Jesus, which appears on his rebel outing, Pray for the Boys. And Uncle Bud's Electro Wood Experience from Birmingham, Alabama, open matters with some good advice from their Stuck in a Bluegrass Song release. Work with your fingers, not with your hands. A sentiment also expressed more famously by Mark Knopfler. Now look at them yo-yos. That's the way you do it. You play the guitar on the MTV. That ain't working. That's the way you do it. Money for nothing and chicks for free. That's such a great song. As is this next tune, Jones and Leva will keep us in the ethereal realm with a tune they learned from the singing of Ralph Stanley and Keith Whitley, Dip Your Fingers in Some Water. James Leva comments, quote, "Dip your fingers in some water. Cool my parching tongue, for I am tormented by the flame." Now that's writing. It doesn't tell you too much or too little. It tells you just enough.
Dip your fingers in some water. Cool my parching tongue. Your fingers in some water, cool my parching tongue. I'm tormented by the flame.
Well, you've read about Lazarus. He was born sick and bred. How he turned away temptation. He lowered his weary head now when he called upon his Savior. Saying, come for me today. He will come so unexpected. Now's the time for you to pray.
Dip your fingers in some water, cool my parching tongue. Dip your fingers in some water, cool my parching tongue. Dip your fingers in some water, cool my parching tongue. I'm tormented by the flame.
Went into this world of trouble, come a man from Galilee. He washed away on Calvary, sins of the now, sinner, take him in your life. Don't put it off another day. Gate is straight that enters in, narrow is the way. Dip your fingers in some water, cool my parching tongue. Dip your fingers in some water, cool my parching tongue. Dip your fingers in some water, cool my parching tongue.
Carol Elizabeth Jones and James Leva singing Dip Your Fingers in Some Water from their Verdi's Dream collaboration. Back to making an honest living picking the guitar, you've got to learn to fluidly navigate the fingerboard, an endeavor which Rob Benzing does not reference in this next tune, but he could have. The tune pays homage to a 15-mile stretch of Maryland State Highway 80 between Buckystown and Damascus, which took its name from a finger-shaped sign pointing towards a cannery on the route. Rob will take us through our break time with his original, Fingerboard Road. Hoping not to get my fingers burned as we unleash tunes from the McLeans, the Circuit Riders, and Jefferson Ross. Immediately following our break, here on Bluegrass Breakdown. Thank you. We're back with the Circuit Riders, who are fixing to Bluegrass Eye's Neil Young's Powder Finger, a song which still has people scratching their heads. Some believe it's about an attack by Union soldiers during the Civil War. Others claim it's about drug running or moonshining. The title comes from the line, "Shelter me from the powder and the finger," which many claim is about the prevalence of violence in America. However you slice it, it's a fine tune.
Look out, mama, there's a white boat coming up the river, with a big red beacon and a flag and a man on the rail. I think you better call John, cause it don't look like they're here to deliver the mail. And it's less than a mile away. I hope they didn't come to stay. It's got numbers on the side of the gun, and it's making big waves.
Reno and Smiley playing another one of Reno's imaginative instrumentals, Crazy Finger Blues. You'll find that one on the boys' King Records box set, capturing all their recordings between 1951 and 1959. And the Circuit Riders were at the head of the holler with Powder Finger from their Let the Ride Begin CD. In Bluegrass Land, there are many types of fingers, and none, as we shall see, are without significance. There's Powder Fingers and Crazy Fingers. To that list, we'll add Cold Icy Fingers, Dizzy Fingers, and Sore Fingers. This is the Lost and Found, followed by the McLeans, and then Jefferson Ross.
Bill Johnson was a fella who believed in ancient sights. He used to dream about them when he went to bed at night. And when he'd dream about them, you could nearly always tell. He'd just throw back the cover and jump right up and yell, "Keep them cold icy fingers off of me. Keep them cold icy fingers off of me. I don't mind them naked bones and I can stand them holler groans, but keep them cold icy fingers off of me." Bill went to see the doctor, he had a misery in his chest. The doctor looked at Bill and said, "Take off that coat and vest." Started tapping on his ribs, it gave Bill such a shock. He just grabbed that doctor's hand and said, "Now look here, Doc, keep them cold icy fingers off of me. Keep them cold icy fingers off of me. You can cure my aches and ills with your powders and your pills, but keep them cold icy fingers off of me." One night when Bill was passing a graveyard on the hill, something dressed in white jumped out and made a grab at Bill. "Now," Bill said, "you might catch me, but I'll make you do your best. Before we start to travel, let me make one last request. Keep them cold icy fingers off of me. Keep them cold icy fingers off of me. You might run me out of breath and you may scare me half to death, but keep them cold icy fingers off of me." Thank you.
dust off of that guitar. It is in the case beneath your bed. Forget about your noggin, get them fingers throbbing. The truth is in your hands and not your head. So fingertips, there ain't no easy way. So fingertips through GCDRA. You'll get down to Boogie Town if you pay the toll. So fingertips are good for the soul. Some zealous people spend their whole lives praying. They fast just to ease the pain and strife. But six-string meditation is the only medication. It's the pentatonic tonic for my life. So fingertips, there ain't no easy way. So fingertips through GCDERA. You'll get down to Boogie Town if you pay the toll. So fingertips are good for the soul. Yonder things just might be easy in glory land when this life is done. But while we're still here breathing, get them digits bleeding. There's a whole lot of scales we've yet to run. So fingertips, there ain't no easy way. So fingertips through GCDBERA. You'll get down to Boogie Town if you pay the toll. So fingertips are good for the soul. So fingertips, there ain't no easy way. So fingertips through GCBDERA. You'll get down to Boogie Town if you pay the toll. So fingertips are good for the soul. Tips are good for the soul. So fingertips are good for the soul.
Jefferson Ross underscoring one of life's great truths. Anything that's worthwhile requires hard work. If you want to play the guitar on the MTV, you're going to have to endure some sore fingertips. That was Sore Fingertips from his Dogwood Cats release. The McLeans were in the middle with Dizzy Fingers, as rendered on their Pinecastle project, More Fun Than We Ought to Have. And the Lost and Found led things off, singing about Haint's Sawbones in the Kitchen Sink on Cold Icy Fingers, which appears on their Rebel release, It's About Time. Talk about being tactily defensive. Well, we'll hand the finger picks over to the High 48s, who will whisk us through our break with yet another type of finger commonly encountered in bluegrass land. This is Square Fingers from the group's Who Needs Love CD. I'm Dave Higgs, and we'll be looking at things you put on your fingers, which scintillating topic commences upon our return from our break here on Bluegrass Breakdown. We're back, still examining fingers, tastefully in the bluegrass style, and homing in on that relatively small ring, which once placed on your finger, has big consequences. This is Del McCurry, asking one of life's most unpleasant questions, does my ring burn your finger?
When I gave you my heart, it was not what you wanted. Now the walls say your name, and the pictures are haunted. Does my ring burn your finger? Does my love weigh you down? Was the promise too much to keep around? Crying. I could never ever believe that your kisses were lying. Was there something from the past buried in a shallow grave? Did you think it was too far gone even to say? So broken-hearted, I just wait here in the dark for my dearly departed. Does my ring burn your finger? Does my love wake you down? Was the promise just too much to keep around?
I am happy now at last you were smiling, and I'm glad that I've found you in his arms. For no longer will I keep you unhappy, and I vow to never do you any harm.
heart. Take my ring from your finger. Set me free as a dove. You don't need me no longer. You have found the one you love.
Though my heart will likely break when I leave you, but at last my position I can see. When I saw you in his arms, you were crying, and that's more than you've ever done for me.
Take my ring from your finger. Set me free as a dove. You don't need me no longer. Found the one you love.
You can have our little home in the mountains with the honeysuckles twining round the door. When he carries you over the threshold, then I hope you'll be happy evermore.
Take my ring from your finger. Set me free as a dove. You don't need me no longer. You have found the one you love.
Sometimes, as Jim and Jesse explain, it's best not to continue pretending and just rip that ring off your finger and be done with it. From their indispensable Bear Family box set, Bluegrass and More, that was Take My Ring From Your Finger. And Del McCurry opened matters with Does My Ring Burn Your Finger? It's found on his Family Circle project. You're hearing about the part fingers play in the seedy side of Bluegrassdom thanks to Nashville Public Radio, Nashville, Tennessee, where Bluegrass Breakdown is produced by Scott Smith. You'll find playlists and past programs at bluegrassbreakdown.com and us at bluegrass@wpln.org. Most of the time, thankfully, that little gold band or diamond ring on the finger is a beautiful thing. As Pittsburgh Pirate manager Chuck Tanner once quipped, quote, having Willie Stargell on your ball club is like having a diamond ring on your finger, end of quote. Gordon Wright hopes his marriage, with God's help, will last forever in just a little gold band on her finger.
Just a little gold band on her finger. Just a little wedding band on her hand. They were married in cold January. God held them in the palm of his hand. I am speaking of my mother and father. For 50 odd years they would be. Just as one as God had intended. In the Bible tells us to be. Just a little gold band on a finger. No diamonds there you will see. They were married in cold January. Until death in love they would be. Dearly, hold them precious and close to your heart. Kneel and pray to the Lord together, that he may keep you and never be apart. Now she should hold that band on her finger, with a diamond or not it may be. You may not be married in the winter, but with God your life it will be. He will keep you safe and secure there through the trials with God standing strong there beside you. Until death, in love you shall be. Just a tall tiny band on her finger. No diamonds there you will see. They were married in cold January, and until death in love they would be. They were married in cold January, until death in love they would be.
My mistake, I know. My fingers found your number on their own. Your telephone rang twice, then you said hello. Your sweet voice made me feel so alone. Your message said, leave your name and I'll return your call. So I cried my name and number. I hung the phone back on the wall. And now I lie here hoping just to hear your sweet hello. 'Cause my fingers found your number. Check the line to see if there's a fault on my phone. But I'm not thinking straight, and the only fault is mine, 'cause my fingers found your number on their own. Your message said, so I cried my name and number. I hung the phone back on the wall. And now I lie here hoping just to hear your sweet hello. 'Cause my fingers found your number on their own. My fingers found your number on their own.
The Niall Toner Band with My Fingers from their Celtic Country Irish Bluegrass Hits outing. Because sometimes your fingers have a mind of their own. And Gordon Wright was immediately prior, injecting the program with just a little ray of sunshine with Just a Little Gold Band on Her Finger, which Gordon performs on his Bluegrass Gospel Gathering release. The Highwater Trio will put a temporary halt to all this finger-waving madness and take us on to the end with a little bit of Little Fingers from their acoustic instrumentals recording.
Thank you.
And on that high, happy, one little, two little, three little fingers, four little, five little, six little fingers, seven little, eight little, nine little fingers, 10 fingers on my hands, kind of note. This is Dave Higgs saying thanks for listening. Have a good week. See you next week. Goodbye, so long, and adios. Coming up on the next Bluegrass Breakdown, we'll be continuing our examination of fingers and throwing in a few toes for good measure. I'm Dave Higgs, and we'll be mashing fingers, pointing fingers, popping fingers, toeing the mark, tiptoeing, and going toe-to-toe with the devil on the next Bluegrass Breakdown.